So the other apostles said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening, brothers and sisters. And welcome to the feast of the Apostle St. Thomas, who, according to tradition, traveled as far as India, where he was martyred for the faith. There's kind of an interesting story about how Thomas traveled to India. I'll share it with you just for fun. Now remember, this isn't scripture, this isn't in the catechism, this is on the level of take it or leave it, but it's kind of interesting. It's been told for centuries and centuries since it was first written down in the 3rd century AD, and the story goes something like this. That after Jesus ascended, the apostles gathered together and they drew lots to see who would go where to preach the faith in Christ's name. Thomas drew a lot to go east, a thought which scared him half to death because he'd never been anywhere to the east of Israel, and half near petrified with fear, the story goes that Thomas had a dream. And in his dream, Christ our Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not be afraid. I go with you. You will lead many souls to God." So the next day, Thomas began his travels to the east. And not very long had passed before he met a cloth merchant who was looking for skilled laborers to build a palace for the king of Punjab. Thomas traveled with him, and when he met the king was so impressed with Thomas that the king converted to the Catholic faith, and all the people converted with him as well. And to this day, on the Malabar coast of India, there are a group of Christians who call themselves Christians of St. Thomas. Very interesting little story. Thomas only speaks 3 times in the New Testament. But every time Thomas speaks, he says something that's deeply, deeply valuable to us and helpful to our faith. First time Thomas speaks, Jesus has just announced to the apostles that he's going to go to Jerusalem where he will face certain death at the hands of his enemies. Thomas, turning to the rest of the apostles, says, "Let us also go with him that we might die with him as well." Words of no small fortitude, but that's the subject of another homily. Next time Thomas speaks is at the Last Supper. Jesus just told his apostles that he's going away, and he said to them these mysterious words, "Where I'm going, you know the way." And all the apostles are awestruck and dumbfounded, don't say a word. And Thomas speaks up and speaks for all the rest of the apostles, and he says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" A model for us in our prayer that Thomas has the humility and the honesty to say to the Lord what's really on his heart. Model for us in our prayer, but that's the subject of another homily, right? What Thomas is most famous for, of course, is Thomas's doubt, as you just heard proclaimed here in the gospel. When Jesus appears to the apostles on that first Easter Sunday, and they're all present except Thomas, and they can't contain their exuberant joy, and they say, "We've seen the Lord." And Thomas says, "I won't believe it until I see it. I won't believe it until I put my fingers into the wounds in his hand and into the wound in his side." Thomas doesn't believe it until he sees it. And it, you know, he goes down in history as being doubting Thomas, but he does us a great, great service in his doubts. And then we're so grateful this is recorded in the scriptures, because Thomas's doubts are your doubts as well. And they're my doubts as well. You want to know why? It's because what Thomas was greatest doubting was God's ability to draw good out of any evil. And we have the exact same doubts. Thomas saw nothing less than horror on Good Friday when he saw Jesus scourged to within an inch of his life, left to die at the hands of his enemies, mocked and ridiculed and sealed in a stone-cold tomb. He couldn't believe that any good could come after having seen such evil. Now stop and ask yourself this same question. Don't you look around the world, don't you look back across the years of your own life, and having seen so much evil, division, doubt, suffering, especially death, especially unjust death, especially the unjust death of people who you love, and you think God is A-W-O-L, you wonder, how can God possibly bring good out of evil? And just like St. Thomas, you effectively turn to God and you say, I know they say you're all good and you have a plan, but I'll believe it when I see it. And that's why it's so great that this event was recorded here in the scriptures about Thomas's doubt, because Thomas's faith that arises out of his deep doubt, it helps us in our doubts, teaches us two really important lessons. First lesson that Thomas teaches us is that mature faith perseveres through darkness. You ever stop to consider, it stands to reason that God's activity in your life and in the world is going to be mysterious. God is infinite. Infinite. Think about that. And we are finite. God is pure spirit. And we are spirit and matter. God's interaction with us is going to be mysterious. And if you think you've understood God fully and thoroughly, I got news for you. You've created for yourself an idol. Mature faith perseveres through darkness. That's the first thing Thomas's faith teaches us. Hang on, right? You haven't seen the whole story yet. Second thing Thomas's faith teaches us, no matter how deep the pit of darkness, God's goodness is deeper still. Thomas sees the Lord, and he's the first one in the Gospels ever to call Jesus God with a great statement of faith, my Lord and my God. In spite of all that he's seen, Thomas is able to draw deeply and to live in this faith. And that faith is going to sustain him all the way to the point of his martyrdom. He teaches us this very important lesson. No matter how deep the pit of darkness that we live through, God's goodness is deeper still. Let's make Thomas's faith our own and ask for his prayers to help us today. St. Thomas the Apostle, pray for us.